Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for
Rivalry Radio!
Rivalry Radio!
All right, guys, welcome to the Shit Show with the Good Fathers. Today's our Mother's Day special. Here's your host, the Best Ghost Host, Josh. How are you guys doing today? All right, so today's Mother's Day special will include having you guests, if you wish, to call in and tell us great stories about your mothers or your grandmothers or a mother-like figure in your life, whether it be you see a good mother down the street who's been doing amazing or whatnot, just any good mother role-like story, please call in. The number is 563-999-3750. Just call in any point. I'll let you tell your story. I would love to hear some other roles. Now, speaking of mother roles, I have no other host today. Unfortunately, my Beantown host, Mark, has a huge meeting today with his Buffalo Wild Wings job. He has to deal with all sorts of high-ups, and we all wish him good luck. And his lovely wife, Andrea, if I pronounced it correctly, I'm sorry if I didn't, Mark. But I wanted to give a quick shout-out to her. She is pregnant with his kid, with his fourth child, and from everything I've heard between those two, she's one of the best mothers he's ever seen, and I wanted to give that quick shout-out. I also have a shout-out for my own mother, who, without half the stuff that I've gone through with her, I wouldn't be nearly as strong as I am today. I need a shout-out to my wife, who happens to be the greatest mother to my children I could have ever seen. She's been amazing. It's a very good scene to see from here. Now, on to some sad news. Kathy Berman was the wife of Chris Berman. She died yesterday in a car accident in Connecticut. She was, again, a mother of two children. At the age of 67, she passed away due to a car accident. It's very unfortunate for Chris Berman. He's been a longtime host of ESPN and has been quite amazing. Lots of people sending out love to him, including Russell Wilson and John Harbaugh. Everyone, you know, let's wish her a moment of quick silence. All right, definitely. Thank you. And best wishes to Chris and his family. Prayers out for all of them. So Stanley Cup playoffs have been going on. This past week, my wife was in the hospital legitimately for a whole week now. And I was down in Pittsburgh, and if anyone knows me, I hate Pittsburgh. I absolutely hate it. The town itself is terrible. The driving's terrible. The drive down there is terrible. But the people at Presby and Montefiore hospitals in Pittsburgh did a wonderful job. My wife is doing a lot better and doing a lot healthier as well. But a couple of games that I missed that most people would like to catch on. For example, the Penguins and Capitals played last night. And the Capitals just destroyed Pittsburgh in Game 6 to keep the game keep the series going. It is now whoever wins tomorrow, Game 7. We'll move on to face the Ottawa Senators. If I am reading this correctly, I am not reading that correctly. They will be moving on. The Capitals will be moving on. The Ottawa Senators actually finished their win as well with a 4-2 victory over the Rangers. So, you know, it's been pretty good. And it, not too many people watch NHL playoffs, but they really should.
You okay?
You know, it's a lot of good things going on, especially in the NHL. As of right now, NBA playoffs are still going on. Oh, that's right. There's another game tonight. Another game 7 tonight. Edmonton versus Anaheim. Let's go Oilers. Predators already moved on. So, Predators beat the Blues. So, most likely it'll be, I believe, if I read it correctly. Hold on, let me read this real quick. But Predators and Senators have moved on. They are waiting for their opponents, whether it's the Oilers or Ducks or Caps or Pens. One of those gets by. We're going to have a whole new ball game for the championship soon. NBA playoffs happened. Huge game 5 last night. Huge. The Spurs and Rockets were playing last night when Spurs won to take the series lead 3-2 with a huge block by Ginobili to stop Harden trying to send it to second overtime. It was just huge. All set up for possible great series so far. It's been one of the best series in this playoffs. Both Golden State and Cleveland are doing what everybody thought they were, sweeping their ways till their up-and-coming trilogies. Unfortunately, it's not going to be a good NBA playoffs. That is just the unfortunate truth. The only time you're going to see anything good is in the opposite series, like Boston and Washington, or San Antonio and Houston. Once those series are over, the entire games, the whole playoffs are just going to be boring to watch. My pick's that Cleveland's going to repeat. And here's the big shocker. Kevin Durant leaves Golden State for OKC. That is the shocker. Hair to hair first. He will leave to go back home. It doesn't matter who gets to... who moves on, whether it's San Antonio or Houston, Golden State's going to beat them anyways. Same thing in the East. Doesn't matter who wins between the Celtics and Wizards. Cleveland's just going to beat them. Hate to say it. All right, there's also huge, huge, huge implications put on announced yesterday. There is going to be a Peyton Manning statue unveiling in Indianapolis in October, the second week of October. It'll be against the 49ers. They'll unveil it the Saturday before and then retire his jersey and put him into the Ring of Honor at halftime against the 49ers. Huge. A lot of people are saying, oh, he doesn't deserve it. All right, so I'm not a big Tom Brady fan, I'll admit. Not a huge fan of Tom Brady. I absolutely hate him. You know. Do not like him. Mostly because he beat the shit out of the Colts a lot. He did. But Peyton Manning, one of my favorite quarterbacks, does not compare to Tom Brady. Because Tom Brady, of course, is the GOAT. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. The only quarterback to ever win 5 Super Bowl rings. He's the only other quarterback to take 2 different teams and become 2 different dynasties. Oh, he needs a 3rd Super Bowl to make a dynasty. No. If he's winning 2 and 3 years, and then once again 3 and 4 years, that's 2 fucking separate dynasties. Sorry, guys. 2 separate dynasties. He is the GOAT. Oh, it's a team sport. It's a team sport. Whatever. He may not have the exact stats that Dan Marino has, but he's still the GOAT. absolute goat. He has become the biggest leader in the locker room. He makes the biggest impact on the lower players. Who the hell knew who Chris Hogan was 2 years ago, 3 years ago? And now he's a normal household name. That's the Tom Brady effect. Oh, he wouldn't be that good if he didn't have Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick's a genius. But, the Bill Belichick effect does not happen without Tom Brady. That combination, you got the world win what's known as the Pats. You keep Drew Bledsoe there, he doesn't get injured, you win a Super Bowl, New England still moves to wherever they're going to move to because they were not going to win dynasty after dynasty, creating nonstop winning seasons. I believe 13 straight winning seasons over their division. You know, no, that's not a Drew Bledsoe. That is a combination of Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Tom Brady doesn't push everything he tries every step of the way, then Bill Belichick fails. He failed in Cleveland. Not a bad Cleveland. No, they didn't have a single winning season. Oh, it's just the first five seasons. I don't care. If he's such a genius and he's such the greatest coach of all time, then he would have been at least one winning season in Cleveland. No. He needed a Tom Brady. Tom Brady needed a Bill Belichick. It's the combination. Suck it up. You just watch the greatest guy ever come and win. Stop putting your heart out on old players that Super Bowl and lost. And most people want to say, well, he can't have the game. You know, you could still give him credit. No. Absolute Jack Diddley squat that game. Joe Montana beat him, gained the biggest chance Tom Brady's ever, or not Tom Brady, my apologies, Dan Marino's ever had. And he choked. Ergo, Dan Marino is nothing but a choke artist. Great stats, but couldn't get it done. Drew Brees, he's better. Better than Dan Marino. Because when he finally got a team to the big show, yes, via cheating, we know. You know, whatever, don't care. You know. At least he didn't choke. He didn't throw the worst game he could have possibly done. So, all right, so this Mother's Day special, I also wanted to throw out some big games for the NFL. Week one, always look for the Tom Brady game, you know, Super Bowl champs. They'll have Kansas City coming into New England. Last time Kansas City Chiefs played New England in the first week of the era, Tom Brady got injured. I am not hoping that he gets injured again, but if it does, I'm calling retirement. Let's see, what's the big game for week two? We have some decent matchups. Like Houston and Cincinnati, but that's going to be a terrible game. What is the big game for this game? There is not a single big game in that entire week. I think the best game that's going to be, I guess, best game of the week will be Green Bay versus Atlanta. See if Aaron Rodgers can actually do it. You know, we know how he has big issues. Week three, let's see. Big game. Houston and New England. Last time they faced a lot of Houston fans. Oh, we made them look subpar, blah, blah, blah. You know, but did you win? That's the issue. If you didn't win, don't talk to me. You know, this game's all about winning, correct? Not ifs. They're not hand grenades, you know. Week four. Looks like it's going to be a lot of rivalry matchups with Chicago facing Green Bay, Tennessee at Houston. That's probably going to be the best game of the week. Maybe Indianapolis-Seattle might take over, maybe. Washington at Kansas City might take it over as well. They're two supposedly up-and-coming powerhouses, but who knows what's going to happen there. Just so you all know, my pick for this year's Super Bowl is not going to happen. I hate to say it. I'm not going to tell you guys until later on because I really don't know. I haven't really looked down and studied it. My hope, of course, is always for Indianapolis to win the Super Bowl. And with the idea that they have the easiest schedule, which they do, by bye week, they should have at least 5 wins. And I think they're... 8th week is, or their bye week is week 8, so. San Francisco, week 5. The big guy is going to be in San Francisco over Indianapolis. That is the week, Sunday, October 8th. That will be the week they unveil the statue of Peyton Manning. What most people don't realize, he deserves this damn statue. Does Tom Brady deserve a statue? Fuck yes, he deserves a fucking statue. Has he got it yet? No, he hasn't retired yet. That's the big issue. Tom Brady hasn't retired. He doesn't get a statue till he retires. Once he retires, build the fucking statue, New England. Yeah, you heard me. Build him a damn statue. All right, so I just wanted to give you some big, quick updates. So, since this is Mother's Day, I would like to talk about different mothers and how they impacted the game. My favorite mother story is the story of Larry Fitzgerald and his mom. And from everything I've read, his mother passed away right before, right in the middle of... his college years, if I got that correctly. And she always told this great wide receiver to at least finish. She didn't want him coming out early and going to the NFL. She wanted him to make sure he got his degree. Well, obviously we know he came out his junior year, and he has been a stud in the NFL. Larry Fitzgerald is a stud. And after she passed away, he continued on online while playing in the National Football League to make sure he got his bachelor's degree in, I believe it's communications. And there have been rumors where he has actually taken his mother's answering machine. For all those who don't realize, back in the day, we had, house phones. We also had answering machines so that you could leave a message like people do on your voicemail. This was a separate machine than the phone. But he's taken her answering machine to his house. And he'll call it occasionally just so he can hear his mother's voice one more time. And that is a man who absolutely loved his mother, cares for her, and at least accomplished what she wanted to see him do before he, before everything went wrong, you know. And I feel bad for Larry Fitzgerald, his mom passing away. I have no idea what would happen if my mom passed away. I lost my dad about 6 years ago, and I'm still shaken up about it. So I can only imagine mothers. There's also a lot of other single mother parents or single mother families that are doing amazing. For example, the LeBron James factor. LeBron James was growing up in Akron, Ohio. Small city, not really big for much. Played basketball. He didn't really cause too many issues because if he did, his mama would have killed him. Doesn't have any issues now. He's married to his high school sweetheart. Okay? LeBron James is married to his high school sweetheart. When was the last time you heard anything bad about LeBron James' mother? Mother. Or how about himself? When was the last time he doesn't do anything wrong? Like, everybody hates on him. Oh, he does this or he does that. He doesn't have any major issues when it comes to, you don't see him going out every other night and beating the shit out of somebody or getting drunk and getting into car accidents just because he can. This guy is so smart. He made sure he took the time to marry his high school sweetheart. Some of us aren't lucky enough to even have high school sweethearts, much less marry them. But he's not out cheating on her either. You know? You don't hear him out going and finding this woman or that woman to try to replace his wife. You can genuinely see that he loves his wife and mother of his children as well. It's just amazing how so many people want to nitpick his basketball skills, but this guy, he's building a business with people he's known and forced them to go get degrees before he would hire them. Brought his whole group up, and he is still trying his hardest to maintain a healthy lifestyle for his family and kids, for his mother. His mom is still doing wonderful. That's why I say mothers are the greatest asset to our families. Now, I say this, and I have to announce this. We are trying to do a Father's Day special as well. I'm personally trying to get a couple of leaders from the Father's Rights Movement who give out advice to struggling fathers who are facing huge courtroom issues. And for those who don't realize, most states in the NFL are maternally based, meaning they'll do whatever it takes to make sure that child goes home with the mother. But if they cannot do that, then they'll consider the father. I'll tell you guys a quick story about my past. My son was taken away by foster care when he was real young. He's only 3 now, but, you know, it's difficult. And we were both told we had to get our lives together for this child. And for the most part, his mother did. She tried to get her life together, but along the way, she realized she needed to be a kid, and she does. She went and became a kid again. And my son needed the mom role, and my wife stepped up big time. She has taken him in, has taught him everything she knows, is teaching him more and more every day. And she's just doing such a good job being a mom to him and a newborn baby, you know. And it's just so difficult trying to maintain this. And it's wondering how she does it. And she's just a wonderful woman. Now, I'm sorry, I got a little sidetracked. Now, when I was talking about the courts, I had finished everything they wanted me to do. Now, I'm not saying this to be a nitpicky guy, you know. If they tell you you need to do step 1, step 2, step 3, and you do it, and they still won't help you, that's them being nitpicky. I did all their steps. I did everything they wanted to. They went and found an ex-fiancée of mine who was part of my son's life for all of like 6 months and wanted to give him to her because they really just didn't want me to be in his life. That's the kind of issues fathers are facing in maternal issues. That's the kind of stuff that the Father's Rights movements are trying to fix. They're trying to get that taken care of. Anyways, that's what my big plan is to bring them on for a huge interview. So, good luck. Mothers, I have nothing against you. This was kind of a short week planning for guests. I do plan on doing a little bit more guests, etc., bigger names for you guys as well. Please don't feel left out. I do love all you mothers out there. All right, so I'm sorry. I'm kind of lost here. Guys, this is difficult. You know, most people think, oh, it's not too difficult if you're by yourself, blah, blah, blah. No, I've been on air for a little more than a half hour, and I'm running out of things to say. I'd like to have a conversation with somebody. So somebody call in, please. 563-999-3750. Let's hear your story. Somebody call in, please. Get somebody come in and tell a story about your mothers, etc. Hell, if you have a motherhood story, like Takara Smith McKinley does, you know, call in. Anybody. I don't care who it is. You know. Takara Smith McKinley, I believe it was his grandmother who helped raise him. She passed away recently, and she just wanted him to get to Division I football. Not only did McKinley do that, he also drafted by the Atlanta Falcons in the first round. And he went in above and succeeded his grandmother's expectations, and he is doing well. I cannot wait to see this guy on the field. He is going to be a huge inspiration. Now, speaking of inspirations, Malik Hooker for the Indianapolis. Most people are wondering, oh, what was he doing during the draft? You know what that boy was doing? He was making his mom proud. That boy was out in the hospital hanging out with sick kids to make them feel better in Newcastle, Pennsylvania. He is an all-around great individual, and he'll be going to Indianapolis, where people like Peyton Manning have their first name placed on a hospital because they want more attention to be brought to this hospital, and so they can bring in more medical advice and taking care of these kids. That's the kind of people Indianapolis is looking for. Good job, Malik Hooker. Trying to see. I believe Isaiah Thomas just recently lost his sister. I feel bad for his mom as well. All right, somebody call in. You know, I can't even get my own boss to call in. Oh, well. You know, that's life for me. Doing it on my own. In WWE, huge implications coming through as a backlash for SmackDown is happening soon. I actually have to catch up a little bit on there. But Nakamura is supposed to debut at Backlash. His first match will be what I'm assuming is against Dolph Ziggler at Backlash, which should be a great match. Dolph is a great in-ring worker, etc. He'll be able to do well. Kevin Owens is facing AJ Styles. That should be looking decent. And overall, it should look like a decent, not a great pay-per-view, but a decent pay-per-view. Which leads to Extreme Rules, which is a Raw exclusive. And that's looking like it's going to be a terrible card. Great Balls of Fire, which is in July. I'm going to be upset if that's the first time Brock actually fights. You know, what a wuss. Yeah, Brock Lesnar, if you ever decide to listen to this, some bloke called you a wuss. What you going to do about it? Fight me? Bring it on. I'll just get a chair and have you walk away. You know. Sorry, guys. For all those Brock Lesnar fans, he wanted to have a match. Was going to have a match with Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose, most people don't realize, was in CZW, which is some crazy matches. Ambrose was willing to do all of these things and actually perform in a huge match where, you know, a no disqualifications match, which could have been huge. You know, yeah, the brutality of Brock Lesnar with the loss of mentality, Dean Ambrose, and it could have been just back and forth of nothing but craziness in this matches. Brock's like, no, I don't want you to use weapons. Took out most of it, turned it into a squash match, and Dean Ambrose looked like a chump because Brock Lesnar has his ego to feed. He's nothing but a wuss. You know who should have a no DQ match? Dean Ambrose and Bray Wyatt. Both are young. Both are healthy. Both take care of themselves. Can do very well. So, that's Great Balls of Fire. That's a terrible name, by the way. And stay at Raw. You're failing. Absolutely failing. If you want to hire somebody, hire me. I'll help bring it back to the greatness. You know. There's a lot that Raw could be doing. Speaking of Raw, Braun Strowman will be injured, has been injured for the last few weeks. He'll be actually leaving for 4 to 8 weeks after that supposedly brutal attack by Roman Reigns. You know. You know. Oh, well. He has to have surgery. He should be back. We wish him well. And there's going to be a new number one contender tournament for Brock Lesnar, and unfortunately, it's just going to be a lame, biased one. You know, Brock Lesnar doesn't want to do anything. You know. So, Roman Reigns, he's doing okay. I'm trying to get Corey Graves for you guys. If you guys don't know who he is, he's a great commentator. I'm trying to get an interview with him. I'm also trying to get anybody, but, you know, more specifically Chris Jericho. Trying to get him to come on for an interview. That would be great. All right, so still looking for more people to call in. Nobody is calling in at all. You know, no big deal. All right, so Boston and Washington are going to be facing off. Don't really know too much about these two teams, except Isaiah Thomas is doing decently, and Washington's holding them off as well. It's a back-and-forth game. I can't wait to, you know, they should be able to have a little bit of fun. It should be a good series. Same thing with the Spurs-Rockets. It should be a great series, but once it goes into the finals, it's just going to be a squash match. One of them might get a win or two, but that's it. It's not going to be a major thing. Baseball's been going on the last few weeks. The Cubs are at 500. Who, big shocker. Hate to tell you guys, anyone who's thinking this part of baseball actually matters is a goof. Absolute goof. Orioles are on a 6-game win streak they're on a 6-game win streak. They're still, looks like I have a call in. No, that is not. That is not the right call in. All right, my vibe, guys, does not have the right. All right, so Yankees are doing good. They lost one yesterday, but they have a plus 56 scoring ratio, one game behind Baltimore. Don't really sleep on them, according to a lot of my friends, and you know, but you know, it's still before July. Baseball before July doesn't matter. It's just for fun, as I thought. Astros are up, in their AL West division. Cleveland Indians, Nats are up on top. Cards are on top of theirs. Rockies are up. Ooh, the Dodgers are up four games straight, and they're showing a plus 50 on run differential. I remember getting an update on I get an update on my phone yesterday or something, and they were beating the Penguins, or not the Penguins, the Pirates, by like 10 halfway through the fifth inning. You know, that's why this game doesn't mean anything until July, because nobody wants to put their best foot effort until it gets down to the nitty gritty last 30, 40 games or so. And once the All-Star break hits, that's usually what needs to happen, you know. You see how many games back you are, and you want to just push forward. You know, no big deal. All right, so I know we talked a little bit about draft last week. Well, I shouldn't say we. Peter kind of took that one over from me. You know, no big deal, though. So, I wanted to see some of the best players that are going to go week one, or that went round one, that are going to be some busts or going to be great. I don't think Solomon Thomas is going to be a superstar right away. He might take a week or two, or a couple of weeks, maybe even a year or two, to become a stud, but he's not going to be it right away. Corey Davis, same thing there. I think he's a good pick, but he could have been picked up at 18 and somebody else could have been picked at 5. You know, pick up someone else that was just good. Mike Williams went into the Chargers. He actually might be the best wide receiver that got picked up right away to make an impact, you know, maybe, just maybe. Phillip Rivers needs a good wide receiver, so. Christian McCaffrey, I'm still on the fence with him. I think he's going to do wonderful, but at the same time, I don't know if he's going to be wonderful. A lot of people have hate on him. Oh, well. Deshaun Watson, if there's any way he's not starting by week one, Houston's going to fail. Houston will fail. Absolutely 100% fail. Mahomes, I heard that you couldn't quite figure out the playbook for the Chiefs. I don't know how you thought it was going to be a cakewalk. Most people, like, want to pick on you for it. I don't know how you'd even consider that an NFL playbook will be a cakewalk. Get to learning. Stop trying to make a name for yourself to be a press. Make a name for yourself by playing time. I've already said how much I liked Malik Hooker. He's going to do well. Hassan Reddick will pretty much help solidify the Cards defense, which 2 years ago they had a really solid defense, and I'm not too sure they're going to be away Literally.
I'm sorry, guys. I've been exhausted the last few days. Sorry for yawning on everyone's ears. Jabril McKinley, my apologies. Jabril Peppers. A lot of Michigan fans are going to hate me, but he's going to be a bust. Not because he doesn't have the skill, because he has the all overall talent to be a decent player. He's on the Browns. I mean, if you're on the Browns, you're most likely going to be a bust. I mean, you're talking about the land of QBs. I believe they went through 26 starting QBs since 1999. Now, most say, oh, that's 26 in 19 years, that's not too bad, or 18, 17 years, something like that, you know. Let's put it this way. There have been more years on, or more quarterbacks that have started for the Browns than I have been on Earth. Absolutely nuts. Absolutely nuts. All right, guys, I got one story coming in. Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Josh?
Hey, Brandon, how you doing, man?
Doing good, man. Just hanging out here in nice, sunny California, you know?
Definitely. That's why I'm called the best coast to us, man, from the west side. All right, bro. So how you been doing?
Been doing good, you know, just got me a ticket last night. But other than that, I've been doing pretty good.
Ouch. All right, so for most of you guys who don't realize who's on the air, my best friend Brandon Sheehan of probably about 15, 17 years now. I've known him for all of our lives. Both of us have known. We grew up beating the shit out of each other in the beginning, and I mean legitimately beating the shit out of each other, to the fact that now we can get drunk off our asses in a hotel room and tell stories about it 3 days later when we finally aren't drunk, you know.
And when I save you from the hookers.
Yeah, and he saves me from hookers. Don't try to save me from Malik Hooker, though, dude. So I know his mom. I actually know his mom very personally. She's actually a pretty good woman. And I've met his wife, who's been an amazing woman to him. I've never seen this guy actually grow up until his daughter was born, and never thought I'd see him grow up till then. But he's done quite well. So what's the Mother's Day story that you got for us today?
Well, what, do you want me to say, like, something I got in trouble with my mom, or maybe something good for my mom, or what?
Any story you'd like to be proud about with your mother. Maybe one way she inspired you, or not even just your mother, you know, your grandmother, your wife, any mother.
Well, one good story I like about my mom is how she turned, like, at first, when she first heard that I was having a baby, she was real mad, you know. She was not even 40 yet. She didn't want to be a grandma. She thought I was too young. You know, I was in a bad place and I was having kids and stuff, but ever since I had all my kids, she's completely turned around. She's a real good grandmother. She always wants to see the kids. She always wants to, you know, help me take care of the kids. Whenever I want to go out and I got something to do, she's always there to watch them. She likes taking them out. So we go do stuff with her, too. Like, we'll go to the zoo and we'll all just have family fun. So that's what I really like about my mom is how she is with my kids. You know, she didn't want to be a grandma at first, but you know, it really switched around a lot once I had kids. You don't really have a choice now because I got three of them now.
Yeah, that makes sense. Funny story, when I told my mother I was having a child as well, pissed as well. She was over 40 at the time, but my mom didn't want to be a grandmother ever, but, you know. So how about a story from your wife? How's she being a good mother recently?
Oh, my wife's always a good mother. She always you know, puts the kids first. Even if she even has the kids back sometimes. Like if I'm in a bad mood and, you know, I'm, you know, being a little bit more strict on the kids or whatever, she'll check me, you know, just because she's with the kids all the time. You know, she's got the kids' backs too, just like she's got mine. But she gets up, even when I'm working, she gets up, she takes care of the kids, she wakes up with the baby, feeds the baby, gives all the kids baths. I'll be working all day or whatever. I do different jobs all the time, but she's real good. She cleans the whole house. She cooks for all of us. She takes care of the kids, takes care of the baby. We got a 4-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 5-month-old. So she stays pretty busy with the kids. She's the best mother ever met, especially with my daughter also, because you already know the situation with my daughter.
Yeah.
How her mom abandoned her, you know, and my wife took her in and treats her like her own. And my wife takes
right.
care of my daughter better than her actual mother does, you know?
Yeah, definitely. All right, so you want to do a quick shout-out to your wife real quick?
Yes, sir. Shout-out to my wife, Alyssa Marie Sheehan. I love you.
All right, man. So, this gentleman that's on the air, I shouldn't call him a gentleman. He's done so much crap. He's far from a gentleman, you know. But only I'm allowed to say that because I've been there most of the time with him. He's looking for a new NFL team, guys. The San Diego Chargers have abandoned him by leaving San Diego.
I was born in San Diego, so that's why I loved him so much.
Yeah, he was born and raised in San Diego for a little while. Then he moved to Bakersfield, California, and that's where he met my dumbass. And, you know, history moves on. You know, I keep telling him he should just jump the Colts bandwagon and become a Colts fan. He wants to be a Packers fan. I don't know why. I don't even know why he wants to be a Packers fan. You know, Peter, your team just, no. We're not going to be Packers fans. They're annoying enough. So,
Cheesehead.
I think that's the only reason why he would like to be a Packers fan is so like he talk about his cheesehead. did you watch any? You didn't see any of the draft picks, did you?
No, sir.
All right, so the Chargers picked up Mike Williams, who happens to be a stud wide receiver. So, do you think, even though, yes, they moved to L.A., do you think with Phillip Rivers still being quarterback there, I think Mike Williams will help, you know, lift that team to a new level, be the best team in L.A.?
Yeah, it's possible, you know, that I don't – Chargers overall I don't think are really a bad team. They do – kind of suck, but they're not too bad. But maybe he will help them, and you know, I'll always still have a little bit of love for that team just because, you know, they've been the only team that I ever liked since I was a kid. But
right
I don't know, maybe I might get over it, but I'm just kind of butthurt that they left San Diego. You know, I don't like that. But it is possible that, you know, that him and Rivers together could, you know, and then moving to LA, maybe it'll give the team a whole nother boost.
Well, you also got to think, San Diego is, what, 3 hours trip from Bakersfield?
Well, from Bakersfield? Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right, so L.A. is only 2 hours. So you could actually go to more
about
games.
An hour and a half, 2 hours? Yeah, I actually could.
Yeah. You know, when the Rams went to L.A., I was thinking, you know, maybe I should go back to Bakersfield just to go see the Rams and Colts. But that shit's right going to be right at the beginning of football season. I'm going to, you know, I don't want to be embarrassing Rams fans during their second season in L.A. with a Colts jersey and all, you know, pissing people off, you know, when Jared Goff throws an interception to Malik Hooker, you know, I just can't do that to people. So... All right, so what is your unbiased pick for the Super Bowl?
What was that?
What is your unbiased pick to win the Super Bowl?
Well, I don't know. Since I don't have a team, I want the Colts to win the Super Bowl just so you'll be happy.
See, that's unbiased, bro. That is unbiased. All right, so I know your little brother's always been an NHL fan, and I know you're not too bad off of watching hockey. Do you catch any of their playoffs?
No, sometimes I watch games with my brother, but I haven't really got into the hockey too much to watch it with him. He's a Philadelphia fan. He likes the Flyers.
Yeah. Well, obviously they didn't.
He got
that
from my dad too. My dad's a
a Flyers fan. So there is two game sevens going on, meaning last game of the series with Pittsburgh versus Washington, and then the Oilers versus the Ducks. Who do you think's going to win each one?
Probably the Ducks. What do you think about
right,
that?
I can see the Ducks.
We're gonna put some money on this?
Nah, no money on this at all. Mostly because I'm broke right now. Spent too much at the hospital.
Oh yeah.
You know. What about Washington and Pittsburgh? Who do you think's gonna win there?
What's that? I'm kind of breaking up a little bit.
Washington versus Pittsburgh.
I'm going to have to go with the Pittsburgh.
We can't be friends, bro.
Are you going to keep track of this?
I am keeping track of this. Fuck Pittsburgh.
I'm gonna have to hear this later when the real results come in, huh?
Well, they do play tonight, so that we'll see that coming on.
I'm sure I'll be getting a video chat from you on Facebook.
Most likely. So, Peyton Manning is, and if you say no, I'm going to smack you through the phone.
Of course I know who Peyton Manning is.
All right, so they're unveiling a statue in Indianapolis on October 8th, Week 5, versus the 49ers. You think he deserves it or not?
Oh, of course he deserves it.
All right. Stephen A. Smith on ESPN says no because other people don't have one, but I don't think that he realizes how much he's done for Indy and other people haven't, or their other teams are just failing. All right, so do you know what your team schedule looks like yet? If you were to
Nope, I can't pay attention to a schedule if I don't got a team to pick.
All right, so I'm going to just tell you, for right now, you might as well just be a Chargers fan. You know. I'm going to consider you a Chargers fan until you pick a team, just because I know you always got love for them.
I can deal with that.
You know, it's not a bad thing that you're a Chargers fan. You know. So.
I feel like they left me a little bit, so I'm still kind of upset about it. You know.
Yeah, I hear you. All right,
maybe
so,
after I watch a game or two, I'll get over it.
Well, how about you go to the preseason game, Chargers at Rams?
That's happening in LA.
That's happening in LA. That's the preseason game. They're both in L.A., so obviously it's going to be an L.A. game.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. They're both. Okay, I forgot the Rams are over there, too. So L.A.'s got two teams. So if they both go to the Super Bowl, so it's going to be – that'd be a good one, huh? L.A. against L.A.?
Yeah. That would be an amazing standout, both L.A. teams battling it out. And it's very possible, you know.
Yeah.
Unlike what most people, you know. Oh, we should have a Houston versus this team, or, you know, when it's, you know, both AFC. At least that one's both AFC versus NFC.
All right,
so I'm looking at the Chargers' schedule. It's not just same city, but they're in different conferences, you know. So I'm looking at the Chargers' schedules, and they have a fucking tough-ass schedule. They're opening up in Denver. Going to face Miami, OKC, Philadelphia, going to New York and Oakland, and then facing Denver again, and then finishing off with the New England Patriots before their bye week at
Oakland?
Week 9. Yeah, they're playing at Oakland. So their first 8 games is Denver, Miami, Kansas City, Philly, New York, Oakland, Denver, and New England.
That's a nasty schedule.
That is a nasty schedule. What do you think their record's going to be at bye week?
It's going to be a tough one, especially with them moving. That's going to be their first tough schedule with a new city, a new stadium, new everything.
Right.
They might just bluff it the whole season. They might pull the Raiders.
A Raiders?
They might pull a Raiders schedule.
Oh, you mean go like 2-14 for like 6 years straight?
Yeah.
Well, those were just the first top 8 games. And Miami, Kansas City, Philly, and New York might be winnable games. Denver might have a winnable game because, you know, that's a rivalry there. But I don't see them having but maybe one or two wins by week 8 or their bye week.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
they might get a couple.
They got the Jags, Bills, Cowboys, Browns again, Browns, Chiefs, once again, Jets, and Oakland once again on their last 8 games. And I see them winning the game in Jacksonville over Bills, and I'm sure they're going to take out the Browns for last year when the only win Browns got last year was against, you know, the Chargers.
Yeah.
So, overall, what, a 3-13 team? Did you see that?
I give them a 4-12.
All right.
Be a little nicer.
Definitely. All right, man. Any last words?
No, we'll have to see what happens. Maybe we'll have to get you out here to California to go see one of these games.
Definitely.
Since it's not too far.
You know, only 3,000 miles away.
Well, it's not too far if you come to California, not too far to the stadium. It's far for you.
Right. Right. All right, so I've been telling a lot of people is there's a distinct rivalry between the West Coasters, or as I call them, the Best Coast, versus the East Coast. Can you confirm
what if people
that
get mad at you
about
since you,
everybody
since you
on
live?
The West Coast hates the East Coast, right?
Oh, yeah, that's definite. There's always been rivalries with that, no matter what it is, whether it's sports or music or anything. There's always a rivalry with that.
Yeah, see, we got the best ocean. We got the best-looking beaches. You know, it's the best coast.
Nothing but the best. The West is the best.
Exactly.
It's pretty good to see you holding it down for the West over there and staying with your side, even though you're on the other side. A lot of people would switch up over there.
Yeah, no, I ain't switching up. Definitely, man. All right, thanks for calling in. I will talk at you later. All right, man?
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me on, boss.
Definitely.
All right.
See you, bro.
All right, bye.
All right, guys, that was my best friend, Brandon Sheehan. He was actually the only person who's called in so far. My boss couldn't call in, you know. Sucks to be you, Peter, but should have called in. All right, so he was a huge Chargers fan all of his life up until they moved to L.A., and that's why I brought up the Chargers. And you heard him say, you know, 4-12. You know, that's not a big deal. You know what? I'm going to go through all of these teams. I'm going to tell you what my official prediction for each of them. You got the Cardinals. I'm going to go in ABC order. Got the Cardinals. They're facing Detroit, Indy, Dallas, San Fran, Philly, Tampa Bay, Los Angeles. They need to win at least, let's say, 1, 2, 3, 4. Bingo, 4-3 in their bye week. After losing the first three, they can go win 4 straight into their bye week. Do decent from there. From then on, probably get another win. 2 more losses, 2 more wins, another loss. I can see them going 8-8, maybe 9-7. You know, between 9-7 and 7-9. You know, that's their that's my official thoughts, you know. Top being 9-7, worst being 7-9. No big deal. Our defending NFC champs, the Falcons, they should go 4-0 to go into their bye week. I mean, they got the Bears, the Packers, Lions, and Buffalo. I like the Lions, but they're going to get beat up by the Falcons, especially with their defense being reloaded. They should keep going up 5-0. Their big first real test after bye week will be against the Pats. You know, I can see a 12-4 team here. Not really having too many issues until they destroy their last 6 weeks. Or, yeah, 6 weeks from week 12 to week 17, 6 weeks, they're going to be facing their division grand total 5 times. And they'll end up going, I believe, in that run, 5-0 against their team. Switch to AFC Baltimore. Their bye week is not until week 10. They should have a win over 1, 2, first 3, drop 2, pick up 4. So 7-3 by week 10, or 7-2 by week 10, maybe 6-3. And then it just gets tough from then out. I can see an 8-8 team, maybe 9-7. Bills, they used to be the joke. Definitely used to be the joke of the NFL. Guys know what Bills stand for? Boy, I love losing Super Bowls. 4 straight losses. Only team to go to 4 straight and lose 4 straight. Still the only team to go to 4 straight, though. One looks like it's supposed to be rivalry. Definitely. They just have way too many tough teams. 6-10 tops for them. So, Boston Celtics former teammates Ray Allen, Paul Pierce, Rajon Rondo, and Kevin Garnett, Super Bowl champion. I'm sorry, NBA champions 2008. And honestly, if there's trouble in Boston because of that kind of stuff, because he left, this should definitely be taken care of. You know, go quickly apologize or even just see if your friends would be friends with you again, you know. Go hang out, go buy them a steak, you know.
Pittsburgh fans may not like me, but I hate their teams, so it doesn't matter. Pirates are probably the only Pittsburgh team I can stand. On this date, Michael Jordan returned. Figured that'd be kind of cool. So I just got an update from ESPN. Frank Gore, the longtime running back, huge 49er quarterback, you know, at this point. He calls he's doing too, not doing too bad. He believes he's going to crack the top five in all-time running backs, which I don't believe it's going to. Like, I don't think he's not going to top it, crack it. He's got the yards behind him. You know. Yeah, 13 seasons, and he's not too far away. He needs approximately 620 yards. So, to get to top five all time, he just needs approximately 200 yards to get ahead of Dickerson. From there, he needs another 400 Bettis and another 30 or so to get above LT. He needs 1,037 to get past Curtis Martin for fourth all time. And with this schedule that the Colts have, I'm going to bring it up for you guys real quick. And from the last time we've seen the Colts offensive line, they were playing top five. They were playing as one of the top five lines the last 5 weeks. You got the Rams, Cardinals, Cleveland, Seahawks, Niners, Titans, Jags, Bengals, Houston, Pittsburgh. They shouldn't be running too much. Tennessee again, Jacksonville, Bills, Baltimore. I think you can get 100 yards in against the Rams, against the Browns, against the 49ers. That'll put them top eight. I can see him cracking at 100 with Arizona. He just needs a little bit more running time, and he'll be able to do it. Be able to crack top five all time, and probably even top four all time as well. And if he's able to do that, I'm sure he'll retire next year with Marlon Mack being picked up. Not for being his replacement. We know that, but at least someone to help get a little bit better. So we definitely have he definitely has his good skills. I believe he will he can do it. Last year he hit 1,025, which before week 12 or so, the offensive line for the Colts was easily top, 32. That's not a big deal. Speaking of Colts, John Locke, punter. He was a punter for the Vikings for a little bit. He will not be wearing his normal number 18 when he moves to India this year when he takes over for the Boomstick. We all realize that it's Peyton Manning's job, or Peyton Manning's number. He understands that. So, So I want to do a quick shout-out to my grandmother. My grandmother has been one of my closest friends for a long, long time. And she's helped me through a lot of rough patches. And without my grandmother, I don't think my mother and I would have ever made up, because my mother, you know, my mother and I don't really get along too often, but when we do, it's not a big deal. You know, we actually started getting becoming more better friends because of it. You know, no issues there. But a quick shout out to my grandmother. Shout out to my mom. You know, there's a lot of times where my mom and I didn't, you know, do too well, but there was definitely a, there was one year my mom took us to go see the Chaffee Zoo in Fresno. And I'll never forget that. My sister got licked by a giraffe, like, majorly. It was a fun time. And if it wasn't for my mom being able to pull in all the effort she did, we wouldn't have been able to go several times. My mom also took me and my sisters to the original and the coolest Walt Disney World ever. You know. Definitely. And definitely a quick shout out to my wife, who's still holding it down as one of my best mothers of all time. So. Mike Tomlin decided to throw the Patriots under the bus this past week with a commencement speech at a graduation. And he talks about how never assuming anything, because you know how assuming, you know, the cliche for assuming is, you know, makes Patriots out of you and me. You know, just quick jab, calls him an ass. No big deal. Nice job, Mike Tomlin. Make a quick joke. Get yourself a little bit more relevancy. You know, 2-6 against the Patriots. So, I mean, you can call them asses all the time, but, you know, it sounds like they got your number. Like I said before, backlash doesn't look to be too bad. Extreme Rules doesn't look to be too bad when that shows up. Great Balls of Fire looks like it's going to suck. Money in the Bank, Rusev should be returning for a title shot, as he claims. That should be good. SummerSlam, that should be okay. Not too bad, you know. Hopefully the WWE Raw creative team will actually hear this and finally hire me so I can show them I can help them, you know. Don't want to work against them, want to work with them. All right, guys, call in, you know, 563-999-3750. Call in, you know. Most people got stories to tell about their mothers, you know. Come in and tell me. I want to hear stories. Would love to hear a story about your mom. Like I said before, Mother's Day is this Sunday. You know, without my mom or my wife or my best friend's wife and his mom or our grandparents, you know, there's a lot that we couldn't do, you know. Still another shout out I want to say it's Andrea, but I may be mispronouncing it, which is Mark's wife. She's been holding down his house. You know, she's doing well with her own career. Doing pretty damn good job there, helping raise 3 kids and while being pregnant with the 4th. Mind you, she's putting up with the Beantown house, so it's definitely, you know, that she's doing. She didn't put up with him, you know, we'd all be scared, because then he'd be free to do what he wants. You know, All right, so bringing the talks about your moms, you know. Peter, how's your wife doing? You know, she's a great mother to your kids. You know. Yeah, he doesn't want to call in, but it's all right. I got a shout out to my cousin. She's doing a pretty damn good job at being a mother. She was recently married to her husband, and she's now expecting as well. And then I have another shout out to both my cousin Michael, the Clue, who's now in the Army. If it wasn't for his mother treating him as well as, you know, she had to, and going back and forth between them, he would have never joined the Army, and I'm very proud of him. And then my other cousin, Bailey Etheridge, she's in the Air Force. She's down in Virginia right now. She's going through some more training. She's holding it down as a single mom and doing very well. My Aunt Shonda, she did a wonderful job as a mom, raising her and her twin sister, Harley, and her other kids, of course. You know, big mothers out there, big name moms out there. A lot of mothers are doing very well, you know. Then, of course, you got the deadbeats, but, you know, that happens. But the mothers that step forward, the fathers who step forward, the parents who step forward to do well, that need to be praised, you know. That's what needs to be praised. I remember this time last year, all sorts of mothers were screaming, oh, single mothers should celebrate Father's Day, blah, blah, blah. No. If you're a mom, celebrate Mother's Day. You earned it. You know, just because somebody else didn't step up to earn Father's Day doesn't mean, you know, you should get that title. You know, somebody else needs to step up and earn that title. And honestly, just consider it another Sunday till somebody does. You know. Let's see. Current events. Last time I heard anything about the news, somebody got fired and his name was Comley or something like that. I forget who it was. Mr. Flynn is doing some terrible shit with Russia. I don't know how well that's going to affect Donald Trump, but, you know, Mr. Trump, please keep doing what you're doing. Keep us, you know, living the way we need to. Is there any Major League Baseball games that are actually important? I mean, not really until, not really any until for sure for till July, but you know. So, any Beantown hosts want to come in? Beantown friends, I'm talking about how Boston is still the greatest at the moment. You know, only team that might have a chance to win a Super Bowl, or not a Super Bowl, a championship. In the next, you know, 30 days, is if there is another NFL Super Bowl or even a Super Bowl playoffs, NFL playoffs with the teams. You know, sorry, Celtics fans, you ain't doing shit this year. You'll have a good run, but that's about it. Yeah, I know. I need to pick an NBA team. Don't have one. Oh, well. Rockets, you're about to lose tomorrow. Winner, go home. He could possibly, they'll probably go home. Not too many big fans of Roger Goodell. Terrible guy. He's actually making the National Football League into the No Fun League. It sucks. So, most people don't realize Mark is actually more than just a good friend of mine. He is a, he's my personal trainer. He's trying to get my fat ass in shape. And with his help, I've lost 20 pounds. Not as much as I want to, but, you know. You know, he's also got me to do get my cholesterol down big time. So, game 7 tonight for the NHL. Berks 5-0 in game 7. Washington's 0-3 against Pittsburgh and 4-10 overall. I think that gets broken tonight. I personally think Capitals needed to do it. Ducks are 0-4 at home game 7s, and they don't want to be, I think it's a 15 to go 0-5, 0-5 and stuff. You know. Big, huge news for movie fans. Justice League actually looks decent. For those who play video games, go and buy Injustice 2 now. Go and pre-order it now. You'll get Darkseid as a playable character. If you do not, he'll cost by himself $5. If you really, you know, save yourself $5 and go buy the game now rather than waiting and just paying $5 for it later. You know, I made that mistake with Mortal Kombat, blah, blah, blah. You know, Justice 2 actually looks really good. I'm getting the super expensive one, not just because I'm rich, you know, because I'm actually really poor, really broke. But the big thing is I would not like to have a Superman cover, you know, Batman all the way. Superman sucks, you know. Marvel is way worse than DC. Horrible compared to DC. Come fight me on it. Come break it up. Sucks that Marvel and Lucasfilms are owned by Disney, but it happens. You know. ESPN laid off like 100 people this past 2 weeks. It happens. ESPN, if you're going to hire anybody, hire me. I'll do my best. All right, guys. I'm going to sign off a little half hour early. Can't get too many more people to come in. We always want to wish everybody a good day, you know. Couldn't really bullshit with too many people, but I still had a, I think it was a good show overall. Last time for a shout-out for Andrea, Mark's wife, Peter's wife, don't know her name, I'm sorry, I think it's Christy, you know. Look out for the flip side. Rich and Mike are on there. Mike's not a bad guy, Rich is, you know, a dick, but we already know all of that. Peter has several shows going on, like way too many damn shows, you know. Last minute conversation, shout out to my mom, my grandmother, my wife, and Alyssa, that's Brandon's wife, and his mom, Jennifer. You guys have a nice day. Her last word, you know, remember, Boston sucks.